Medical workers at Bori State Hospital in Yongle State are threatening to go on a strike on Friday over the unpaid July incentive. Mabior Madit Mabior, a clinical officer at Bori State Hospital, says the unpaid July incentive has prevented his kids from going to school.
So this incentive is the one that can supporting us who are working in the main hospital. But now we have a delay of the salary from the government up to 11 months now. We didn't receive. Because after the end of the month when you receive, then you will go to look what you're going to look for your family. Now my children have been dropped out from the school due to the payment, the school fee, and this economic crisis.
George Quaith, Director General of Yongle State's Ministry of Health, says he convinced health workers to continue working while the government processes their payments at national level. He says his state is looking at the issues regarding the unpaid July incentives.
It's not only Yongle State, even other states, they have not yet received the incentive of July. I talked to them and then they agree that they will go back to work and they will wait for the incentive. And then when the minister comes, we will come and have another meeting with them. But yesterday they told us that they will continue with the work and then they will wait for the honorable minister. It is only that they can continue with your work while we are also doing a follow-up of the incentive from national level.
Ajak Grang, medical officer at Bori State Hospital, says they will not take to the streets for a protest and in the meantime look for other avenues to support their families.
This incentive has not been paid for the month of July, and you know the day today is 15th of August. So we have been trying to ask the authorities concerned and they could not give us the right answer. Top of the hospital decided to give the government and the concerned NGOs 72 hours to lay down their tools. Actually, they are not going to strike on the street or with banners, but they just lay down their tools to remain or look for other avenues of living.
Garang says health workers will not report to work tomorrow morning, knowing what comes next.
We are aware about the consequences that may arise when this staff will lay down their tools. If the system is forcing everyone to take care of his dependent, then the burden should not only be on the healthcare personnel or the healthcare leader. It should be on all of us. But the government also should also know we have dependents. We have immediate relatives to whom we are supporting. So if you can give all of your time or most of your time in the healthcare system, and they will later on have nothing to eat or go to school, what do you expect? You will not even continue to manage those patients. You will be affected psychologically.
Joel Markall, a resident of Bor Town, says when health workers at Bor State Hospital go on strike, patients face challenges.
With this flooding here, there are a lot of cases of malaria that are arising, and also sometimes there are some cases of the snake bite and all this here. So, and once they go for a strike, you will find that the hospital is empty. They don't even pay attention to the sick people, like the patients that are at the hospital that particular time. And of course, going on a strike doesn't mean that they don't want to do work. They're asking for their right from the government, and of course, government has to do something so quick.
George says the state minister of health will hold another meeting with the medical staff of Bor State Hospital upon his return to Bor from Juba. For VOA News, I am Amir Abraham Kod, reporting from Malakal, Upper Nile State.